We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Achamish and Chan Yaakov b'Berichos Aliyah Omer Menachos Parakei Mishnah Dalit. V'chayav al Hashemin b'fnei Atzmo v'al Halavona b'fnei Atzmo. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that a person puts Shemin or Lavona on a Minchas Chote, on the sin offering Mincha, or the Minchas Kenos, the Mincha of a Sota, he violates a law. The Pasuk says, Lo Yasim Aleha Shemin v'lo Yitain Aleha Lavona ki Chatasi, that's with respect to the Minchas Chote, and Lo Yitzok Alev Shemin v'lo Yitain Aleha Lavona ki Minchas Kenosu, that's the Minchas Sota. So the Zolotzase, the Mishnah here says that if a person puts Shemin and Lavona on any one of these carbonos, he violates two lavin, two losases. Let's say two separate negative prohibitions. One to put on shemen, one to put on lavona. Nasan aleha shemen pisala. If a person puts shemen on a minchas tchote or a minchas knos, the Mishnah says, he disqualifies the mincha. Lavona, though, if he puts lavona on it, yil ketena, you can remove the lavona from the mincha, and then the mincha is going to be kosher. The oil gets absorbed, so it's difficult to remove. You won't be able to remove all of the oil, so therefore it automatically disqualifies it. When there's lavona on it, it's disqualified if you don't remove it. But if you put the potential, but if you take it off, so then the mincha is going to be kosher. And only kazayas of lavona is going to make it pasul anyway. Less than a kazayas would not disqualify it. Then the Mishnah, Nasan Shemen al Shiareha, Eina over below Tase. But if you put oil not on the mincha itself, but rather after the kmitza was removed, just the shirayim which are eaten by the kohanim, there's now oil on, let's say, this minchas chote or minchas kenos, eino over below tase, a person does not violate below tase. The Torah's azhar, the Torah's negative commandment, is only with respect to a mincha that hasn't had kmitza done yet. But once the kmitza was done, then you add oil to a minchas chote, minchas kenos, where you shouldn't be adding oil. At this point, it's not a problem to add oil. Nasan kli agabe kli, lo psala. Let's say you have a kli that has oil in it, and you placed it on the minchas chote or the minchas kenos. So the flour offering, the minchas chote, minchas kenos, is in a kli, and you have shemen in a kli, just put the shemen, which is in the kli, on top of the kli that has the minchas chote. So you didn't pour anything. And it says the Mishnah, lo psala, the Torah's warning that a person, the negative commandment of lo yitzok, le shemen, lo yitain ala levona, etc., or lo yasim ala shemen, lo yitain ala levona, that's only if you put it into the soles, or into the kemach, but not if you put it on top of a kli that has. The oil wasn't poured in, that's not a problem. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos Perek Yud Beis, Nasan kli sheyesh bo shemen o levona al gaba eino over velo pasa. Now, why is that statement of the Rambam important? Because the Rambam says if you put the kli of oil or a kli of levona on top of the kli that has the minchas knos or the minchas chote, Eino over vilo pasal. He doesn't violate any lo tase, nor does he disqualify it. The Rambam's teaching us that although the language of the Mishnah uses language when it comes to putting oil on the shirayim, the Mishnah says you don't violate a lo tase. It certainly doesn't disqualify it. But there's no negative commandment. But then it says, Nasan kli agabe kli at the end of the Mishnah. If it's kli on top of a kli, it doesn't say you don't violate a lo tase, it just says lo psala. So one would have thought, maybe, okay, it doesn't disqualify it, but you still violated something by placing the kli on top. Kli with oil on top of the mincha that should not have oil. So the answer is no. The lo psala, says the Rambam, means not only lo psala, but lo avar, you don't violate anything. Next Mishnah, Parakei Mishnah Hei, is discussing the mitzvah of Hagasha. When it comes to the Merchas Marcheshes, the deep frying mincha, the Pasuk says, Ve'veisoes ha-mincha asher yaseh me'elo la'ashem, v'hikrivo el ha-kohen, this is Vayikra Beis, v'higisha el ha-mizbeach. The mincha is brought close to the mizbeach. This teaches us, not only for the Marcheshes, but all menachos require Hagasha. Hagasha means the Kohen takes the mincha before the kmitza. He brings it to the Keren Deromis Maravis of the Mizbeach, the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, which is for all menachos. And because the Pasuk says, V'zos taras ha-mincha ha-krev osah B'nei Aharon l'fnei Hashem al p'nei ha-mizbeach. So what do you mean? Hakrevo, so bring it close to the Mizbeach. So although the language of Vihi Gisha is only written with respect to the Minchas Marcheshes, but it says Hakrevo, so l'fnei Hashem, bring it close, regarding all menachos. So therefore, all menachos require Hagasha, and then the Mishnah will discuss not only Hagasha, but the mitzvah of Tenufa as well. Perakei Mishnah, Yesh Tu'unos Hagasha Ve'ein on Tenufos Tenufa. There are menachos that require the Hagasha to bring it close to the Mizbeach, but do not have to be waved. Tenufa V'lo Hagasha, certain menachos that require waving, but no Hagasha, not bringing close to the Mizbeach. Hagasha U'Tenufa, they require both. And Lo Tenufa V'lo Hagasha. Oh, so we begin. Elu tuunos hagasha ve'ena tuunos tenufa. The first on the list that we have here is those which require hagasha, but you do not need to wave it. Minchas hasolas, this is the largest list. Minchas hasolas, which we mentioned, that's the regular flour, where you do the kamitza when it's still flour, not after you bake it. Vahamachavas mahamacheshes, these are the frying pans, the flat one, the deep one, where you bake it first, pasosasa pitim, and then the kamitza is done after it's baked. Vahachalos varukikim, these are the two types of ma'afe tanur, those which are baked in an oven. The chalos have the shemen mixed in, the rikikin, the wafers have the shemen smeared on top. Minchas kohanim, which is the regular mincha of kohanim, which is completely burnt. The minchas kohen mashiach, which is that of the minchas chavitin, which is completely burnt. Minchas goyim, minchas nashim, minchas chote. All of these on this list require hagasha, but there is no tenufa. Tenufa is very limited. Rabbi Shimon Omer, minchas kohanim, minchas kohen mashiach, ein ba'en hagasha. Says Rabbi Shimon, it's not true regarding a few couple on this list. The minchas kohanim, which we know is completely burnt, and the minchas kohen mashiach, the minchas chavitim, the kohen gadol, do not have hagasha. Not only is there no tenufa, you don't even bring it close to the mizbeach, the bottom, that corner of the mizbeach, before the kamitza. Why? Because there is no kamitza. Menishen ba and kamitza. Because there is no kamitza. Says Rabbi Shimon, the two worked in tandem. V'chol she'en ba hen kamitza, ein ba hen hagasha. If you don't have a kamitza, there's no mitzvah to do hagasha. Hagasha only applies where you're going to do a kamitza. But since the minchas kohen, Kohen Gadol, all the menachos of Kohanim, are burned completely on the Mizbeach. You don't take off a kometz and burn the kometz on the Mizbeach and the rest is eaten. No, the whole thing is burned. There's no kamitza. If there's no kamitza, says Rabbi Shimon, then there's no hagasha.